Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Has the job hunt worn you down? Application after application and radio silence? I know why you're here, and I can help you get there. A job offer, a job faster. You can now book me for $2 a minute for 30, 45, 60, or 90 minutes for a video chat interview preparation session. Don't need 45 minutes? Don't pay for it. Want to do 30 minutes now and maybe 30 minutes later once you progress? Let's do it. If you aren't getting responses to your application, we'll meet and rework your resume to get noticed. If you aren't passing job interviews, we'll work through a mock interview so you can put your best foot forward with winning responses that make a difference. I'm here to consult with you if you're in a unique situation and want input from someone that has seen it all and can help you succeed like I have so many others. It's super simple. You just go to jobinterviewexperience.com and click the $2 minute coaching button at the top of the page, select the amount of time you want to meet, and then you can look through my availability without having to pay. Pick a time and pay $2 a minute for 100% of my attention. Check out the testimonials while you're there from listeners to this podcast that I've worked with in just the last couple of weeks. It's blocked into 30, 45, 60 minutes and more. So we won't go over. You won't get charged any more than what you pay for at checkout. Remember that the faster you invest in yourself, the faster you land that dream job. Go to jobinterviewexperience.com or follow the link in this episode's description. I'm excited to meet with you, help identify what's holding you back, and help you take control of your career today. Everyone has weaknesses. This job interview question is scary and complicated and ridiculous, maybe a little bit overblown, but it doesn't have to be. I can simplify it for you right now. I'm going to do this for you today. After listening to this episode, you can use this question to stand out, to come out of your job interview looking better than ever. Welcome to the job interview experience. I'm a former executive recruiter, search firm owner, director of talent acquisition at a couple great, really quickly growing companies, and today I'm your host of the job interview experience. What are your biggest weaknesses? This question comes up often during interviews, and it seems really hard to answer. Everyone has completely lost their mind over this question. How do you answer it? Not just in a way that you don't look nervous and frazzled, but professionally. How do you answer it so that you come out looking better than ever? I hope after listening to this episode, when you're asked this question, you get a little smile on your face, because this big, scary monster of a question doesn't scare you. You think it's kind of funny and it's easy to answer. What is the answer to this question? What are your biggest weaknesses? You'll most likely be asked about your top weakness, not a list of three. That's a little much, but I'm going to over-prepare you so you feel ready to go. Whether you're asked for just one weakness or three or 103, the first response I'm going to give you is going to be your first or only response. I'll go over all three styles of weaknesses so you can answer the top three question. All three right now, I'm going to say them all right now, then we'll dig into them one by one. But first, here's my sequence for answering this. The first response you give, or the only response you give, is a weakness that you are working to correct. The second is a weakness that does not interfere with this job you're interviewing for. And the third is a real weakness, but it's lighthearted. It's a good way to kind of blow off the steam of this question, end it on a positive, light, funny note. This is the number one question that job candidates do make major mistakes on. There are many nuances that reveal major red flags for hiring managers. So let's start with mistakes to avoid, then we're going to jump back into breaking down those three responses. First, stating that you don't have any weaknesses, not being able to think of any. I've seen this a lot in job interviews. You'd be really surprised how many candidates I've asked this and they've had to sit back and think really hard. It's a certain type of candidate that's applied that will take the question, think about it for those 5 seconds, and they can't think of anything because they absolutely lack humility. There are people, maybe you know them, maybe it's, let's just say, maybe it's your ex. They think they're perfect. They really can't think of anything that's wrong with them. Nothing to fix. At age 20 or 25 or 30, fully matured, nothing to work on. Then there's another type of candidate that in their mind, it's a trick question. And they just think you're going to believe that you're like, if you can't think of anything, even if they know they have a bunch of weaknesses, if they can't think of anything, then they must be pretty good. You'd be surprised how many people just have respond with, well, nothing really comes to mind. They think that a weakness is going to disqualify them from the job. And so it's better to just kind of hope they believe you rather than completely take themselves out of the ranks. Any candidates that state they don't have any major weaknesses or can't identify themselves, they're going to be quickly disqualified for the job. If I interview someone who has amazing skills, but that perfectly align with the job, but can't think of anything or won't say anything, I think that person's like scary to work with. What if they do make a mistake? They're not going to take coaching. No one's perfect. And people who think that they're perfect without any weaknesses, they are out of touch with reality. A company doesn't want someone like that under their employment. People like that are very hard to correct, train, and help improve because they don't see any flaws in themselves that can be improved upon. If they don't see them now, they're not going to see them later. Mistake number two is taking too long to answer or too long to respond to the question. A job candidate that has to think really hard about any weaknesses is second worst, but close to the one who thinks that they don't have any at all. That long pause is a red flag to hiring managers. Think about that. A candidate is asked a question, what's your greatest weaknesses? What's your greatest weakness? This candidate is so close to perfect, they have to put their thinking face on. They have to rub their chin and really, I've never thought of that. I've never thought of if I have weaknesses. And they have to take like 30 seconds to come up with an answer, if they even have one. So when you are asked this question about weaknesses, the first step is to take 1-2 seconds max and then answer. You don't want to look like it takes you any longer than that to share feedback about yourself. You don't want to answer before they end the question. You don't want to jump right into it because you're nervous about it, but just like a normal response. Would you tell us a weakness about yourself? Yeah, I'm glad you asked. Here's something, and then we'll dig into the rest. Just a normal pause. So let's dive deeper into how to ace the weaknesses question. The first thing you need to do, of course, is have a prepared response, but you're here, so I'm sure you're ready to do that. It's important to be able to answer this quickly and accurately, like I said, without having to think too hard. You don't want to be coming up with this answer, even if you have the theory on it right, and you're going to talk about a weakness that you're working to correct. You don't want to be coming up with this. You don't want to be discovering the weakness or deciding on it during the interview. So right now is the time to write down the first answer, which is a weakness that you're working on correcting. Nobody is perfect, and most people have some bad habits or weaknesses. All people have bad habits and weaknesses. People have this misconception that recruiters are going to conduct job interviews until they find someone that is a perfect human being. Yes, they want the right fit for the job, but they aren't looking for a perfect human being. It's okay to have weaknesses. It's okay to share them. Of course, there's a correct way to do this, which I'm going to share with you, but don't think that you have to hide that you're human. You don't want to share the drama of your life, right? You do want to avoid some things. Everyone has weaknesses.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And you can use this question to make yourself look better than before by demonstrating that you can grow and change. In fact, a person with weaknesses that they're working hard to correct is someone to be admired. So working to correct a weakness shows high levels of self-realization and high levels of discipline. Here's an example. Hey, Matthew, can you tell us what your top weakness is? And if you could be specific and share what that top weakness is and how it relates to the workplace. I have high energy levels. And in the past, the result of that has been impatience with the pace of things at workplaces. To fix this, I've started taking time every morning to meditate and calm myself and make to-do lists. It's making a huge impact on harnessing that energy and learning how to use it for good. Or another example might be, at my last job, I had some new ideas for products that we could offer customers. It turns out I was sharing my ideas at the wrong time and was a little bit too opinionated on how quickly we could implement things. I learned the importance of timing and learning the right time and place to share these ideas. I also learned that feedback on my ideas should be taken with grace, good feedback or bad feedback. I'm so thankful that I had mentors who were willing to work with me, and I'm practicing the art of patience and good timing as a result. Second is a weakness that does not interfere with a job. For an example of this, you could say something like, I injured my knee while running. The problem is that I'm so dependent on running and my exercise that, to be honest, I just keep doing it despite my injury. I know this is foolish and I hate to admit it, but it's really like impossible for me to stop my exercise routine. That's not a good thing. It's kind of foolish, but it's also a small knee injury. You're not talking about doing crazy stuff at work. The third and final answer is a real weakness, but it's lighthearted. So I'm ordering these weaknesses in case you're asked to list all three, which is the worst case scenario. You're most likely only going to be asked for one weakness, but I want you to be over-prepared, not under-prepared. So we're going to end with a real weakness. This is the third weakness that you would list. If you don't have any real-life examples, like the ones I mentioned previously, you can try and use humor to move past this final question. It's a good way to end it on a light note. Just be careful trying to be funny during your interview. So use lighthearted, funny examples like this. You know, when I watch a movie I love, I can't help but quote it during my favorite parts. And as you can imagine, unfortunately, those who watch movies with me don't think I'm such a great actor or nearly as funny or entertaining as I do. So again, this isn't the perfect response. It's not the first response you should use, but this is after you've dug into some other things. If you're really in a bind and you can't draw a correlation like the ones I've given you, this can be your fallback. Again, it's not perfect. It's much better than saying you don't have any weaknesses or saying something really bad, like you scream at coworkers and they don't listen to you. Just find something about yourself that you probably won't do too much at work is a weakness, but maybe it gives you the opportunity to just have a small laugh at yourself or show that you realize you're not perfect and you have quirks like everybody else. The biggest takeaway from the question how to answer it is to display a couple of things. The first is self-realization. The second is self-awareness. And the third is humility. And then maybe the fourth, it should be four things. Fourth, just as important, is discipline. Identifying weaknesses, but then working to fix them. If you see you have a weakness and you don't do anything to correct it, what's the point of even realizing you have it? It's almost worse to see it and not try and be better at it. But changing habits, making improvements, that takes discipline. Listen to this episode over again. Go through what I said from the beginning and how to answer and in which way to prioritize your types of responses. So in review, the first answer You should give a real world weakness, not something major. Don't tell them that you went 120 miles an hour on the freeway to get to your job interview and put other people's lives in danger. Don't do that. But a real world weakness. And the point here is that it's a real world weakness you're working to correct. We all make mistakes. Some of us learn how to correct them. Those are the kind of people you want on your team. The type of people who constantly improve and constantly get better through big wins and big losses. You will stand out in your interview as a candidate with this response. Second, a weakness, but a weakness that doesn't interfere with the job. Third, a real weakness, but keep it lighthearted as you respond. Like I said, this question is complicated. It does have some hidden dangers to it. But once you think through these responses and come up with your own weakness that you're working to fix, it should be really simple. You just tell them. It's that simple. They're going to admire that you're working to fix your weakness. And don't forget to actually take time, be disciplined, and fix this weakness. If you can't think of any weaknesses about yourself, well, I talked about you early in this episode. You're the person that we don't call back for another interview because we find you to be dangerous. We find you to be unwilling to improve your behavior. We find you to, when you interface with other coworkers, you think you're always right. So be the person who finds the weakness in yourself. Doesn't mean you have to hate yourself. Just means you're human and you're working to correct it. That's the kind of person I want on my team. That's the kind of person I want to be, I try to be. And that's the kind of person who's going to stand out to recruiters. They're going to like you as a person, as a human, and as a potential coworker. Hope this helps. Hope I've demystified the weaknesses question, made it a little less scary. Coming up next episode is going to be on the strengths question. Top three strengths plus a bonus strength that you're really going to like in the company, the recruiters that you talk to are going to like even more. Until then, thanks for listening to the Job Interview Experience.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.